This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the program, as always, you are free to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you. That way you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Riley,
and Mark.
Riley Blake joining us again from Utah, still here for an extended vacation, an extended visit to New Hampshire. And although not the only person, we met a new person from Louisiana who's touring around the country, decided she wanted to come up and check out New Hampshire. I imagine the freedom migration here was a inspirational part of that. We went out and did a cryptocurrency meetup in the Keene area today, and it's been a great day here for people who care about freedom in New Hampshire, which, of course, is the destination for libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists. Liberty-loving people from across the world are concentrating their efforts here. But that doesn't mean there's not interesting news elsewhere, like in Arkansas, where the Satanic Temple is at it again. And this is getting coverage all over the place. This is Fox 16's coverage out of Little Rock, where nearly 4 months after crews reinstalled the Ten Commandments monument on state capitol grounds, the Satanic Temple came back Thursday with a statue of its own. The group's rally for the First Amendment brought together Satanists, Christians, and even the KKK as a flatbed truck wheeled the Baphomet monument to the Capitol steps to chants of Hail Satan.
Oh, God.
While some were there to protest, different beliefs mostly came with a unified message: all or none. They argue, and correctly, by the way, that if the Ten Commandments is allowed to stand on Capitol grounds, then their religious statues should as well.
Maybe we should stop mixing religion and the state together. I think that'd be much better.
So you would say go with no statues then?
Right. I'd say go with no statues, no Ten Commandments. It would be much easier to not have these statues or Ten Commandments out there so that religious groups don't have to feel like they're being underrepresented.
I tend to agree. Somebody wanted those Ten Commandments there, so they brought them back.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments are kind of special in that they're law and religious at the same time.
What do you mean they're law and religious?
Well,
part of the law of Moses. I mean, the whole story is
historical law.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the Satanists can make up some historical law too if they want.
At the Capitol building. I think that's the other part of the argument is that we don't have any other historical law statues that ever end up at any of these places.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be the argument that I would make if I were to make the argument. Personally,
well, it's a crappy argument.
Prefer not to have these arguments at all.
I mean, that's a crappy argument because ultimately, even if you want to argue that the Ten Commandments were historical law, they were law ostensibly handed down from God, right? Whereas the laws made in the state capitol building are most definitely the laws of man.
Oh, definitely. They are.
Even though you could argue that Moses was the person who brought the Ten Commandments down, so therefore it was still the law of man, but at least the story that is told around it is that it was God's Ten Commandments.
Yeah, I think that people have become savvy enough, sophisticated enough, not to believe the story of their leaders that somehow God is handing down these rules. At the time,
wait, you think people are
3,500 years ago?
You think people today are sophisticated enough to believe that the Ten Commandments came from a man, not from God?
No, people are sophisticated enough not to believe that the things that come out of Tallahassee or Concord or Olympia or Washington, D.C. or London are from God.
I hope so.
I bet you there's people out there that think that their legislators are placed there by God.
Oh, I'm sure there are, and it happens a lot.
Their legislators will likely be placed somewhere by God, but it won't be in the Capitol.
Well,
it'll probably be burning in hell.
Well, you don't believe that. You don't believe
that. Oh, I don't believe in a hell. I believe that people are just sort of people, you know. Mm-hmm. We're a small group primates here trying to get along. It's not that I don't believe in a God at all. It's just that I believe that what we have throughout the ages and different religions are different people's understanding of God or gods or whatever the other might be.
Lucian Graves, the spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, told the gathered crowd, quote, "This is not a protest against the Ten Commandments. This is not a protest of Satanists against Christians. This is not a protest of secularists against believers. This is a rally for reason in the face of prejudice." Unquote.
Right. Most of these people that call themselves Satanists are just atheist trolls.
Yeah, pretty much.
The tone throughout the rally remained respectful for the most part. Groups thanked the others for coming, and some even had exchanges like the following. One Christian says, quote, "You're an intelligent man. I could see you in heaven someday, turning from your sin." The Satanist responded, quote, "What if I said I didn't want to go to heaven? Heaven sounds boring to me," unquote. The only time a law enforcement officer got involved was when the second speaker, Chad Jones, took the podium. A masked protester was not happy with what the Conway-based minister with Arkansas Progressive Christians was preaching. He yelled, "You're a liar! You're a fake! You're a phony!" Jones responded, "I love you too." The man also called Jones an agent of Satan. The crowd booed his comments as law enforcement escorted him out. The Baphomet statue sat at the center of the rally, but comments about the lawmaker who spearheaded the push to bring the Ten Commandments to the Capitol took center stage. Graves told the crowd, quote, "Senator Rapert will tell you that our," and that's his actual name,
Rapert.
Senator Rapert, "will tell you that our monument is an attack upon Christianity." But then Senator Rapert also once described a gay pride parade as one of the most offensive displays against Christians and an attempt to intimidate people who believe in the Word of God. It's so, yeah, this guy sounds like a real, this Rapert character sounds like a real winner.
Sounds like he represents someone.
Sure.
Quote, "It's all about the fake, it's all about the slur, it's all about the slander from these people," said Senator Jason Rapert, a Republican from Conway in his office at the Capitol. He continued saying, "They're not serious, and they're not even real. It will be a very cold..."
I think that they're probably not serious, and they're probably not even real.
Now, wait a minute. But when you say they're not serious, what do you mean by that? They seriously have an amazing-looking statue that is very well-sculpted,
yeah.
And...
they paid a lot of money for this statue.
Yeah, and they seriously are putting it in Arkansas to make a serious point. So what exactly is not serious about them?
They are not seriously... Satanists would be my claim.
I bet you some of them are not. Maybe even the majority of them are not.
I'm
sure some of them are, but I mean they're chanting "Hail Satan," and Satan is seen by a lot of Christians as the devil, the enemy, the archenemy to righteousness.
They are. Satan is seen that way, even though ultimately, isn't the story just that he was an angel cast out by God for being a little bit of a revolutionary?
Yeah, he was definitely rebellious, and there's a lot of different theologies surrounding that.
Okay, it's a dumb story, and I don't believe any of the other dumb stories, so I'm not going to believe that one either. You know, like, for me, I just don't get this idea that there's some entity that represents evil. Man himself is evil enough. Mm. We don't need some notion of some...
God created evil.
What's that?
God created evil, right?
I guess.
Didn't God? If God is omniscient, and God is, you know, in charge of everything... God created all the emotions, God created evil, God created good, and then you get to choose, right? If you believe in free will.
I definitely believe in free will, but whether God created evil or allows it to exist in certain realms is up for debate.
Well, I mean, everything's up for debate when you talk about theology, but sure. from the perspective of the Christian... who believes that
no.
God is
the Christian
singular...
believes that God created a perfect world,
mm-hmm.
and then man made a decision, and that decision was to eat of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and as a result...
A tree that God put there.
Which correct. I think was uh-huh. probably the best
So God
decision.
Created evil.
He created a tree.
Yeah, he created a tree, but allowed men to choose
yeah.
whether they'd partake of the fruit.
So God created the option to choose evil, and then allowed his... So God created evil... to choose, right? Because if God didn't create evil, then where did it come from?
Perhaps it was necessary for balance. I don't know.
Of course, it was.
This is all all this nonsense that comes into play. Please don't expect me to explain it. I don't believe it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE as the Satanic Temple revealing their statue of Baphomet, the goat-headed creature. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the Arkansas State Capitol. They're seeking a court order to require the state to install the statue at the Capitol. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Super nodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into any one of those rooms. We'll join you in there, and you'll be on the air with us. Sounding almost like you're in the studio here. It's Ian Riley and Mark. As we continue, I want you to know about LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car or your laptop or wherever it is. You can place a bumper sticker. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. So the Satanic Temple revealing their Baphomet statue. I mean, they revealed it previously, but this is a different one. I think they actually have more than one of these. But this one
spending good money on these things.
Yep, is being placed at the Arkansas Capitol building. It was revealed publicly this week. They are seeking a court order to demand that it be installed at the building because, well, some politicians have decided that there needs to be a Ten Commandments monument at that very same location. And we'll tell you more about it.
I will say this, yep, is that this protest is probably very effective.
It definitely gets attention.
Yeah, if you don't want to have, for whatever reason, this is important to you, that the Ten Commandment statues are at courthouses all across America, that this situation could be, probably a pretty effective solution that says, hey, if you want to have your religious icons, then we're going to have ours. Okay, which is the most distasteful religion? Satanism. We'll have a big Baphomet statue. My favorite is the Baphomet statue where they have that looks like it's made out of marble and has two small children.
This is the one. There was one that was like all white, and then this one is more of a dark kind of gray color that they have. I don't know what it's made out of, but this is the exact same thing where Baphomet has his hand with the two fingers pointing upward, the other two fingers pointing downward, which is as above, so below. It's kind of an esoteric meaning, from what I understand. And then
all esoteric to me.
There's also the two small children who are one girl, one boy. They're sort of at the sides of his legs, sort of looking up at him in awe at Baphomet. And behind him, there is a pentagram on a large piece of stone. And so media has been reporting on this all over the place. We're going to go to, of course, your calls and thoughts if you want to share them with us. I think this is really interesting news. I think the Satanic Temple, I'm not a Satanist, I'm a pantheist, so I mean I believe in God, but I think that everything is God and everything's all connected. But the Satanists here, as you point out, Mark, many of them are likely not Satanists, and they're just in the Satanic Temple for the purpose of trolling Christians. And the Christians in Arkansas, the ones who support the Ten Commandments monument at the State House, they deserve every bit of trolling that they're getting in this particular case. If you want to have your
religious display, interact with the troll, you're going to get the reaction that you deserve.
Well, they didn't interact with the troll. They wanted to put their religious monument on state property. And, while I don't want to see the state exist, I would like the state to, go away at some point.
Oh, for sure, the state shouldn't exist.
I mean, the state as a concept, it needs to go away. But as long as it exists, and as long as they, are purported to not be of one particular religion, then if they're going to allow one religion to have a religious display somewhere in public on their state property, then they need to allow other religious groups, no matter how well established, whether they be hundreds of years old or brand new as of last week, and the Satanic Temple's been around for several years now, no matter how new that particular religion is, they should be able to have the exact same amount of, floor space or square footage or whatever as the established religions do.
That's why I like the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church better than the Satanic Church, because it is an obvious lampoon, whereas the Satanic Church, it's got legs. People will tell you stories. I've heard stories of people say, my parents were in a religious cult, they were Satanists, I was in a room where child sacrifice were done.
I've heard stories.
I don't believe this crap at all.
You've heard someone say they were in a room with child sacrifices?
They were a child and child sacrifices were going on in the room. I presume they were just mentally ill.
That's
entirely
crazy.
Possible.
Yeah.
It's more likely they're mentally ill than that they were in a room where child sacrifices are occurring. Kids don't just, you know, the quantity of kids that disappear is pretty small.
Yeah. Let's talk to Michael. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Michael. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this whole Baphomet thing sounds like a conspiracy to get the child raping clergy off people's mind that should be on everybody's mind, and we should be talking about outlawing these criminal organizations permanently and taking.
Are you talking about outlawing religions?
Criminal religions must be outlawed. Yes.
Can you give us an example?
Wait. Yeah, I want to hear more about this because obviously child rape is illegal and it should be. Rape of anybody should be illegal.
For anybody in any occupation.
Yeah. But what is it that needs to be banned exactly? Let's be clear. Please make sure you're clear with us.
The whole hierarchy of a criminal organization that has, since before the time of Christ, perpetuated this pedophile religion.
So you believe that there is an organization that since before the time of Christ has propagated pedophilia in the name of religion?
Oh, that's right. In fact, one of the greatest Roman Catholic historians of all time, Will Durant, documents that very thoroughly in his History of Civilization. Long before Jesus was born, Roman priests were practicing pedophilia as an honorable thing in their minds because it reduced the cost to the state of having to pay for the families of priests.
But what does the Roman priesthood that you're referring to there have to do with the Roman Catholic Church, besides the word Roman?
Well, in 325 A.D., when the Emperor Constantine decided that this ancient cultic pedophile religion was going to suddenly become Christian, they looked at him and said, "You are joking." And they have kept this religion alive, this ancient pagan religion of raping children. They've kept it alive.
What other aspect of the current Roman Catholic Church is Roman priesthood-like? I mean, besides this claim that you're making, what other aspect is that they bring along into the Catholic Church?
Well, many of the rituals of the Catholic Church were originally being practiced as abominations long before the birth of Jesus. They still remain, according to the Hebrew scriptures, abominations.
Michael, I'm curious. How is it that you're going to ban a religion?
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
To drive it underground, make it popular.
I mean, how would you do that? Would you have police begin raiding churches? I'd like to know exactly what your proposal is there, because it sounds really insane to me, that idea.
Well,
the toll-free number here, hold your thought. I want you to be real clear on what that is. What exactly would you do if you wanted to ban a religion in the United States? It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, "It has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech." Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
Critics.
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of nine others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking generally about religion. The freedom of religion in the United States, and part of that is to separate the state from religion. That was kind of one of the reasons why a lot of people migrated here, at least from, you know, the UK, was that there was a state-approved religion there.
And they wanted the ability to practice their religion.
That's correct.
Germany, France, remember the Huguenots, the Amish, lots of people wanted their freedom to practice their religion. Now, mind you, when the English got over here, the Puritans got over here, they went right about creating a state religion as fast as they possibly could, up to and including killing four Quakers, including a woman named Dyer, ironically enough. So, I mean, you know, this is what people do, is that they try to protect their notion. As a matter of fact, at the time of the English Revolution, this is when all these other, the printing press had come into play, people were getting copies of the Bible, they're saying, oh, these priests aren't telling us to do, this isn't what the Bible says. So they were getting their own interpretation of the Bible. This time was called social anarchy. The idea, it was crazy, the idea, papists and Anglicans and Protestants and reformers could possibly live together in harmony. That's ridiculous. They use the term anarchy to describe it. It's fascinating that now we live like that all the time. Neighborhoods, I would say nearly all neighborhoods in America are almost entirely mixed from a religious standpoint.
So it used to be that there were some people who supported a state religion. At that time, other religions would be prohibited. We now have somebody on the line with us, Michael in Virginia, who sounds like he's advocating for Catholicism to actually be prohibited in the United States. And I want to make sure that that's exactly what you're asking for, Michael. You want to prohibit anyone from being a Catholic or meeting publicly as Catholics? What are you looking to do?
Well, when we find somebody that has a criminal organization being in operation, we don't say, well, we're going to go out and arrest everyone that belongs to that ethnic group. We talk, we deal directly with the organization. What we have been doing with these Catholic pedophile organizations is when we found them breaking our laws, we've given them a pass. We have not enforced our laws.
When did this occur? When did the United States, I presume we're talking about, you're saying we, when did the United States overlook the breaking of laws by Catholic priests?
Well, just the issue of this child rape that they put on the front page in the last week is just one of thousands of examples.
Okay, so are you saying that you want to have priests arrested, but you don't want to ban the religion?
What I'm saying is anybody that has been a participant in the hierarchy of an organization that is there to perpetuate crime has to be arrested. All their resources that they have piled up while committing
okay,
this crime.
Okay, so let's just clarify. Are you saying that just the rapist priest should be arrested, or that every priest in the church, whether or not you know for sure if they've been raping, simply because they are a priest, they're part of a conspiracy, therefore arrest all priests in the Catholic Church, or just the ones who are accused of rape?
Not all priests, because I know some that have been very helpful in
trying. All right, then you weren't clear on what you'd said before. I think
because it sounded like he wanted all priests.
It did
to be
sound
arrested.
That way. It did sound that way.
He said anyone in a hierarchical organization, blah blah blah, and we want to seize their assets, which is the showing of the hand, right? This is
he wants their land and their buildings.
Yeah, they want the land, the money, and all
and
that.
The Catholics
other stuff.
Have a lot of land. By
the Catholic Church is, excluding a government, the largest landowner in the world, as I understand it. That's what told me at one point.
Let's go to Bob. He's in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know the answer to this, but if you could research it for me or if you know, why is the all-seeing eye at the top of the pyramid on the back of our $1 bill? I know it has to do something with the Masons.
Yeah, it's something with the Masons. The whole country. Most of the people.
And in God we trust. Why is that on our money when it's supposed to be separation of church and state? Thank you.
Okay, you didn't have to hang up. We could have had a conversation.
Oh, okay, I'm here. Okay,
Mark, I think you were trying to respond to his first question.
Yeah, many of the founding fathers were definitely Masons, and there's a lot of Mason, sort of symbolism.
Right, and I think there's also a misunderstanding of that people think that Masonry is evil. I don't think it's necessarily good or evil. It just is. It's a symbol.
Well, it's secretive, and so whenever you have a secretive organization, you'll inevitably have people believe that there's evil going on or that there are bad things behind those closed doors. To some extent, they are sworn to secrecy on exactly, how things work within Masonry. But my roommate here is a Mason, and he's a pretty cool guy. So, I got nothing against them. It just seems more like a men's club than anything else.
Best I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, I think you do have to believe in a god in order to join the Masons. But otherwise, it's one of those things where you kind of have to get invited in to the club. And so, Bob, your other part of the question was about In God We Trust. Has that historically always been on U.S. Coinage and in money? Does anybody know?
I thought it was around Eisenhower.
I think it came in
Eisenhower.
It was Eisenhower. Okay. Yeah. Well, then it sounds to me like a clear violation. I don't think that it should be there. I think that if you're going to have separation of church and state, then you should have total separation because some people don't believe in a god.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But I appreciate you
talking
about it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Larry. He's also in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
How you doing now?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Hey, you know that when you talk about religion, it's usually man who speaks, who creates his God and his religion in his own image, and then on top of that, he creates myths to give his rituals and tradition life. So that's what ends up happening. That's why you can't have church and state. I know the Romans tried it for a while, but they had too many gods, and they had their temple prostitutes and meat market and everything right there in the temple. But you can't have church and state going together. We have a very important case here in the state of Indiana where some gay counselor is being fired because she is married to another gay, which is perfectly legal by law. But what has happened is the Catholic school have accepted vouchers from the government. That's where the contradiction comes in.
Okay, I'm lost here. So there's a Catholic school with a gay student counselor?
Yeah, student counselor who was married and did not let them know that this is a Catholic school, and it was part of her contract that she couldn't do that. So now she's facing being fired. And
so wait a minute. So the Catholic school is firing ostensibly this gay person, but on the other hand, they take vouchers. So does that mean that they can't fire the person?
That's the contradiction, and that's why our Constitution says no money shall issue from our treasury for any religious institution. But what they had is a flimsy case in our Supreme Court to overrule that and define it more definitely. They use the definition of give. If the state gives you the person money, then they tried to wash that away. When they said it wouldn't be considered the treasurer giving them money because they would already give it to somebody else. But
I'm confused. So the voucher goes to the parent, and then the parent
goes
brings
to the parent.
Oh, so the state doesn't actually pay directly to.
Well, they do.
No.
Well, they do or they don't. Mark says he seems to know something about these vouchers. How does it
the
work?
The idea is the voucher belongs to the parent, so the parent is the one that can give. But as I understand it, the check doesn't go – the state doesn't write the parent a check, and then the parent writes the school a check. The state writes the school the check.
And did you That's say right. the Supreme Court has ruled on that case, Larry?
Well, what they ruled, they said that the question was, what is the definition of give? That's what they use.
Huh. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sounds like the kind of stupid crap you'd see in a court case, and they probably wrote 20 pages about the definition of give. 855-450-3733. Of course, it'd be best if they didn't take the money from parents in the first place.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide your recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We're here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, we got more on the Satanic Temple unveiling their Baphomet statue at the Arkansas State Capitol building after the State Capitol has put up a Ten Commandments statue once again on the Capitol grounds. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Ian, Riley, and Mark in the studio. Brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are new to cryptocurrency, then there's probably no better place to go to get started than Bitcoin.com. They've got a great little Bitcoin Academy that'll take you a walk through on the basics of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and, of course, the new Bitcoin Cash as well. Plus, Bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can also deposit Bitcoin Cash into SaveItPurse.com, which is the website you can use to save easily 20% on anything that you want to purchase through Amazon. I do it all the time. In fact, this last week I've been shooting for 29% off. We're getting some products through SaveItPurse.com for the upcoming project that we've got going on here in the Keene area that's going to be really cool for the cryptocurrency world. That's all I can say about that. But SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. You can now use Bitcoin Cash as your deposit currency there. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've been, again, discussing the Satanic Temple revealing the Baphomet statue, which is sort of opened up a larger conversation about religion and freedom of religion, which is, I think, ultimately what the Satanic Temple is trying to do here, and point out that if one religion is going to be given special time or special space on a state property, then all of the religions should have the ability to have equal time and equal space. Let's go to Larry. This is a different Larry in New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hello, Larry.
How are you tonight, gentlemen?
Good. You're on the air.
The term "In God We Trust" was first used on United States coinage in 1864 for the 2 cent piece. That Lincoln himself had directed it to be put on the 2 cent piece because of the religious sentiment during the Civil War. So that's when that started.
Well, what did Eisenhower do then?
They made the term "In God We Trust" the official motto of the country.
Really? So then it appeared on the dollars, but it hadn't appeared on dollars prior to that. But it was just on certain coinage.
No, it had. It's been on the currency. when it started in 1864 with the 2 cent piece.
Okay, and so then it expanded to dollars and what?
The dollars 1913 and all the other coins and whatever. And an interesting note is that when the new $10 gold piece was developed under Teddy Roosevelt, he specifically said that he did not want "In God We Trust" on the coinage because money is sometimes used for evil purposes. But it took an act of Congress to put the "In God We Trust" back on the $10 and the $20 gold piece.
Well, I mean, certainly money has been manipulated by men who want to do evil. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
Ultimately, the entire fiat money system is the system that's arguably an evil system because it is taxing people. Every time they increase the money supply, you are extracting wealth without the consent of the people from whom it's being extracted and then being transferred to the politically favored.
Just last year, the Federal Reserve has increased the money supply by over $100 billion.
$100 billion?
Is that what you said? $100 billion.
Billion or million?
Increased it. Billion. $100 billion.
Okay.
Yes. And also concerning you saying that God created evil, Einstein had noted this exact argument. His professor had once said that God created evil. Einstein said you could feel cold. Cold is the absence of heat.
Heat.
You can see light. That light is, you can see darkness, because darkness is the absence of light. And according to Einstein, evil is the absence of good.
It's an interesting theory.
God did not create evil. It's simply the absence of...
Don't spend much time on Ian's theology. It's not very deep. I mean, he's just like, here's a couple of truisms here and there and spits them out. Mm-hmm. I like the times he's spent talking about his ideas of pantheism. When he adds on that extra
pantheism.
Yeah,
Also,
yeah.
Mark, one other thing, Mark. The term hobo and bum are not synonymous.
So tell me the difference between a hobo and a bum.
A hobo is what some theories as to what the word comes from, but it's generally accepted to mean a hoe boy, meaning a guy who works on a farm, an itinerant worker. Hobos are generally work. Whereas a bum does not work.
Huh.
And it's actually, there's a rule of hobos. They have certain rules they have to live by. It is also the king of the hobos. And they have certain rules.
Who
they
is the hobo king?
I don't know who the current king is, but hobos work, whereas bums do not. So if they go into the Starbucks, they're bums.
Interesting. Hey, thanks, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. According to dictionary.com, the number two definition is a migratory worker. That's the definition of hobo. And the origin, an Americanism dating back to 1885 to 1890, its origin uncertain. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. According to NPR, it was there, then it wasn't. Like an apparition that happens to involve a forklift, a truck, and a 22-hour drive.
No apparitions involve those things.
A bronze statue, so there you go, it's not marble, this one is bronze, of a goat-headed and winged creature appeared for a handful of hours at the foot of the state capitol in Little Rock, Arkansas, on Thursday. Lucian Graves, the founder of the Satanic Temple, told the cheering crowd that had gathered for the First Amendment rally, quote, "I present to you Baphomet," unquote. The 7.5-foot figure, that's a big statue, is a...
These atheist trolls pay a lot of money for this trolling that they do.
It's a symbol of pluralism, legal equality, tolerance, and reconciliation for Satanists, Graves explained to NPR Friday, and the reason he had it hauled out of storage to that particular site was to protest another monument permanently installed on the grounds, the Ten Commandments.
Right, and so this is worth pointing out, is that this is all in reaction to Ten Commandments being put up, in many cases, decades ago here across the United States by, I think, the American Legion. I can't remember what organization was doing it. Knights of Columbus, perhaps. Basically, these people got all upset that the Ten Commandments are there and stuff, and then they wanted to have their own statue, and their statue had to be as bombastic as possible. So they had a goat-headed creature. Don't forget the kids worshiping at its feet.
So it does mention here the NPR story that it was a few years ago. NPR's Bill Chappell reported, quote, the first version of a Ten Commandments monument at the Arkansas Capitol lasted less than 24 hours before it was destroyed by a car.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
The same man responsible for its destruction also destroyed the Ten Commandments monument in Oklahoma.
Hmm.
Now, I did not realize that it was the same guy. I didn't know it had happened twice at two capitals. I knew it had happened at one of them. I just didn't remember which capital it was where the guy crashed into it with a car, claiming that he was like an agent of Satan or something like that. He said that it wasn't him who did it. It was the devil or something who told him to do it, if I'm recalling the story correctly. It must be the same guy, because apparently he did it twice, once in Oklahoma and then once in Arkansas. So then apparently there was...
Claim to be a Satanist, you're going to find a lot of loonies.
I don't know. I think the whole idea of the devil made me do it is weak defense.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen. The devil cannot make you do something. He could probably whisper in your ear or whatever and say, here, do this, but he cannot force you to do something.
If you believe in the devil. Satanic Temple is a national organization with 15 chapters in the United States and one in Canada. They object to exclusively Christian religious displays on public property and argue that public spaces should be free from religious messaging or be opened up to representations of all faiths, including Satanist icons. Greaves said at his lectern at Thursday's rally, quote, we have as little interest in forcing our beliefs and symbols upon you as we do in having the beliefs of others forced upon us. And it's important to point out that they didn't ask for this until the Christian monument showed up. It's not like the Satanic Temple's going around trying to get their monument put anywhere where there are no monuments. It's only once the Christians make a move. And in this case, it was Republican Senator Jason Rapert who sponsored a 2015 bill that approved the Ten Commandments placement on the Capitol grounds.
He had to know how this was going to go.
He said that he, quote, respects everyone's right to free speech under the First Amendment, but continued to say, quote, the people of Arkansas have a right to say that we disagree with your profane statements and really a war on the Ten Commandments. It will be a very cold day in hell before an offensive statue will be forced upon us to be permanently erected on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol.
I suspect the Arkansas Supreme Court has cold weather on the mind here for Mr. Rapert.
We got more on the way. Our number two coming up, the number for you to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. Meta Hemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tests it for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.